my next 30 years, I'm gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears, and I'll do it better in my next 30 years.
Well, that's the point. Always improve, always get better. And we're trying to do that here at Rosie on the House every Saturday morning. You can join us just by simply tuning in, and you could participate in the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions to 411-923 or email if you need to snap a picture and send it along to help describe the situation you're working on. You can send that to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Our 10 o'clock hour talks about technology of tools, the history of tools, the interesting facts, and we're going to continue to move on. We've got an article posted on our blog about it. Actually, no. What is our blog? It was specifically about launching the e-store.
Yes.
Okay. So so a little bit more on the hammer before we move on to the tape measure is coming of post-World War II, the new housing boom, and the need for homes. Introduces more production style building where you would have individual trades come and knock out just this. So that develops more the specializing of the carpenter's hammer. Well, now you've got the drywaller's hammer because you would have just a drywalling crew come through. Then you would have a trim carpentry crew come through to do the finishing touches, which you need weight wise to sink a trim nail into crown molding is a whole heck of a lot different than what you need to sink a 16-penny nail into a 2x4 stud or a 2x6 stud. So we've got all these developments of specialized hammers. And now they've got you never saw much of a change until, what do you call it, that term, ergonomical?
Ergonomics, yeah.
Ergonomic design.
Mm-hmm.
Until that. What was that, about the last 10 years you started seeing those?
Yeah.
Until then, the handles were all pretty similar. You would have different wood types that they would try and measure in different design styles for grips. But until the ergonomic movement, did you really start seeing a difference in the shape where they're, instead of just a straight shaft, they're designed and they're bented and they're turned. And it's all this balancing on creating that perfect strike so when the hammer hits the nail, you get a solid sink when you don't get bent nails. And a well-sunken straight nail holds tighter the coatings that are on it. You know, if you pound a nail in and you bend it and you pull it back out and straighten it, well, the coatings that they have on it now are off, so it makes it harder to sink it better. And a lot of it has the gripping and the tightening that is needed for it. So you've got these very funky shaped hammers, and even just for the design of it, I try and stay away. But you pick one of those up and swing it and hit it, you're like, wow, this is really something special. And they even have magnets now. How many times have you ever smashed a thumb hammering something?
I did that yesterday. Yeah.
So they have hammers now with magnets on the top where you can set the nail and give it a little tap, and that sets it and holds it, so you don't need your hand on it to hold the nail any longer, and you can come back and line up and get a good swing and sink that nail. That's just one of the new technologies. Just when you think there can't possibly be anything new or different on a hammer, you've got a new material. They're experimenting a lot with titanium designs now. Wood has always been very popular for a lot of reasons, but just the shock. You go to a metal hammer all day, man, you feel that at the end of the day. But I choose to use a metal hammer because I don't use it all day every day. I'm not on a framing crew where I'm sinking, you know, hundreds and thousands of nails a day.
Mm-hmm.
And even now they've got nail guns where you just pull the trigger.
I may have to go that route next time.
go pneumatic?
Me and nails, just I will line it up. I will tap in. I was putting in trim over the summer around my windows outside.
Mm-hmm.
Bam, bam. God. Okay, here we go. Boom, boom. Nail bends. Pull it out. Nail bend. Pull it.
Well, the hammer we've selected for this project is a manufacturer by the name of Estwing. And if you've ever been to a hardware store, you've seen it. You've seen their blue rubber handles over a solid metal frame. And that's why we picked it. That solid metal frame will last forever. These are lifetime products. But we didn't pick the blue rubber handle. We actually picked the leather wrapped handle because, as I mentioned, we're putting a little custom etching on all of these for the 30th anniversary toolkits. And any etching into the metal of this hammer would have voided any warranty. So we've burnt the rosy thank you for 30 into the leather wood wrapped handle of the S-Wing.
It looks really sweet, too.
It does.
Yeah.
We'll be excited to have those available here shortly. So that's a little bit of history of the hammer.